If you were to ask me what the purpose of the church is, on any given day, I might answer that a purpose of the church, or the purpose of the church, is to proclaim our hope in Jesus Christ, to tell others and ourselves of the hope we have in Jesus. We proclaim in many ways. We proclaim through the written and spoken word, to be sure, but we also proclaim when we say, extend hospitality to strangers, or when we provide sanctuary through our beautiful buildings and grounds. We proclaim our hope in Christ when we support our mission partners, or work for justice, or serve our neighbors. We'll proclaim our hope in Christ in thousands of little ways as we go about living our lives in a Christ-like way so that others can see us. One important way that we proclaim our hope in Christ is through worship, and in particular, through congregational hymn singing, singing our praises to God. It is this last one, proclaiming our hope through song, that I'd like to spend our time focusing on this morning. Let us pray. Living God, our lives are full with so many details, so many tasks, so many things that we do. But one of the most important things we do, maybe the most important thing that we do, is to praise you and to give thanks to you. So we endeavor to give thanks to you in our worship this morning through prayer and song, through breaking open the word, and through proclaiming our hope in Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 96 is a very interesting psalm. It is a part of a set of psalms called enthronement psalms. And they're called that because each in their own way, they make the claim that God is Malach, that God reigns as king of the earth and the universe. Psalm 96, the way it's structured pretty simply. It has two parts that are interwoven together. The first part invites us to sing our praises to God. And then the second part explains why it is good and right that we offer our praises to God. So, for example, in verse 1 we read, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song," the invitation. And then in verse 5, we have the reason. "For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens." Or again, in verse 10, we have the invitation. "Say among the nations, the Lord is king." And then in verse 13, we have the reason. "For the Lord is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. God will judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth." And so it is. The psalm goes, the two interwoven parts, inviting us to sing our praises to God, not because we are obligated or we have to or God demands it, but because God is good, because God is life, because God is just, because God brings hope to us. And because God, simply put, is a God who is worth our praising. So putting this together, Psalm 96, I think, can serve for us as a model for our whole lives of faith. And the model is this, that we sing our praises to God. And in that way, we are instilled with hope. And instilled with hope enough that that hope moves through us and outward to our neighbors, into the world, and are those who hear us and see us. Verses 11 and 12 put it so beautifully and wonderfully like this. "Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy." Before we go any further, we have to name the 800-pound gorilla in this Zoom room, don't we? Psalm 96 invites us to what? It invites us to sing our praises to God. It's not abstract or general or imprecise, but it calls us to sing with our voices. In fact, it calls us to gather the whole earth and to sing those praises as one body. In fact, the invitation isn't just the earth, it's for the whole universe to join together, to burst out in song, to praise the God who is worth our praising. But there's a disconnect. Maybe you feel it. Here as we sit on October 18th, 2020, when we cannot sing together in a congregational setting. I know we can sing at home, we can sing in the shower, we can sing in the car, we can sing over Zoom, we can sing in the family and small groups of us who are potted together. But it's hard to say and hard to hear, I think, that at this point, because of our physical distancing and the need to do that, we just can't sing together as a congregation. It's just not safe to do that. Which is a problem for us, right? Because we like to sing, because we're used to singing, because singing is a major part of our lives of faith. Singing does instill hope in us, and it brings hope through us as well. And so it's a sadness that we can't sing together, and we wish that we could. So from here, let me just say this. If it's true that our purpose in the church, or a purpose anyway, is to proclaim our hope in Jesus Christ, and that a primary way that we do that is through congregational hymn singing, then what are we to do in this time? What are we to do if we can't be a Psalm 96 church? What if we can't sing our beloved hymns as one congregation? It is a question that I have been wrestling with for many months now. I've talked to a number of you. I've talked to my colleagues. I've certainly brought it to God in prayer, and it's been a tough nut to crack. It feels very much to me, and probably to you, like something is missing in our congregational life together because we cannot gather and sing. I gained some insight, some encouragement this last few weeks from an unlikely source. I'm a big fan of Billie Eilish, you know, the young singer who's had a string of hits over the past few years. And I love Billie, but I don't know much about her. I know that she's a singer, of course. I know that she is an instrumental musician, but I also just learned that she's a trained dancer as well. In a 2017 interview in Teen Vogue magazine, she shared with the interviewer who was asking her about her singing, she said, "Yeah, well, aside from singing, I'm a dancer. I've been dancing since I was 8 years old." It's a throwaway line, right? Just a nothing line from a pop star in a pop magazine. But when I heard it, it was a throwaway line that I didn't want to throw away. Because through it, it reminded me of an essential nature and purpose of the church. Right? That congregational hymn singing is so important to us, and it helps us to fulfill our purpose of proclaiming hope in Christ, but hymn singing is not the only form of proclamation that we have, right? Sure, Billie Eilish, she sings, but she also dances. And sure, we sing here too. But as my sermon began with, we have a whole bunch of other ways to proclaim our hope. We do it through hospitality and through providing sanctuary, through serving and mission and justice, just through the ways that we live our lives. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Our Christian tradition is a wide and deep and long river filled with thousands and thousands of rituals and practices, of ways that we have and have had for a very long time of proclaiming our hope and of instilling that hope within us so that that hope flows out of the church and out of us, out into the world that is so in desperate need of hope. Maybe the way to put it is like this. Sing, but if you can't sing, dance. And if you can't dance, light a candle. And if you can't light a candle, pray. And if you can't pray, meditate. And if you can't meditate, take a walk. And if you can't take a walk, maybe write a letter of encouragement to someone that needs it and tell them of your hope in Christ. If you can't do this and you can't do that, find what you can do that fills you with hope to the point of overflowing. And then go and do that without ceasing. I'll close with this. But I know, I get it, we love singing. And there's just nothing quite like it, is there? I think we need to be honest about that with one another. And to mourn that and to express our sorrow, our sadness, maybe even our lack of hope. But as we do that, do not worry and do not be afraid. For the God who we sang congregational hymns to, the God who reigns, and the God that we will sing congregational hymns together to in the future, that God is alive and moving in this world. And until the pieces fall back into place, to make it safe for us to sing praises to God face to face with one another, then there's so many other ways that we have available to us, that we're called and invited and that we know how to do, to instill ourselves with hope and to proclaim that hope into the world. As a wise young woman once said, aside from singing, I dance. I've been dancing since I was 8. Or as I would say, sing. But if you can't sing, dance. May it be so in Christ's name and for the proclamation of hope into the world. Amen.